kiss me and squeeze me tight. Tell me, baby, you wanna love all night. I get low, chills and fever.
That song could easily be a 45 RPM single playing on a jukebox 50 years ago. In fact, the song was recorded by Ronnie Love in 1960, but now it's the title track on a new album by Samantha Fish. Chills and Fever is a pretty radical departure for Fish, who has previously been known as a blues singer and a virtuoso guitar shredder, playing only with a bassist and drummer. I spoke with her by phone from her tour bus and asked her why she decided to make a record of R&B and soul covers with a piano and a horn section.
I've been wanting to do that for a long time, to expand my band, and it just felt like the right time to change. You know, I could go and make another trio record, or I could take a chance and do something a little different and shake it up for myself. And really, that was the thought behind it, was like, let's do something bigger.
Well, you know, even though you're mostly known as a straight-up blues singer and guitarist, this R&B and soul music is not something totally foreign to you. You've obviously done some really deep listening to this kind of music.
You know, I grew up listening to soul singers. I never really got to, you know, explore that part of my passion, I guess. I was really heavy into singers like Ray Charles, Otis Redding, but when I put my trio together, it was all kind of rock and roll, and so I sort of just like focused on that. So this was an opportunity to go in that direction too and really focus on singing.
Well, this album really gives you a chance to do that. It really highlights your vocals, and it's just such a wonderfully diverse lineup of cover songs. How did you and your producer come up with this list?
You know, it took a while to narrow down the list. We really wanted songs that were not necessarily hit when they were new, but they sounded like hits, like they should have been. You know, I mean, the song Never Gonna Cry by The Cinema is a beautiful song, you know, but it just didn't hit, I guess. It's like, well, we have the opportunity to go and breathe new life into the song that should have been heard the first time.
Well, let's hear some of it right now. How about
that? Yeah, absolutely.
Samantha, tell me a little bit about the recording of this album, because I'm hearing just so many diverse influences in there, and I understand you went about this recording in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah, we did. We went to Detroit to record the record, worked with members of the band, the Detroit Cobras. They have this really wonderful R&B, soul, punk rock kind of garage band, rock and roll background that's really cool. So you got that from Detroit, horns from New Orleans, which have their own kind of swampy dankiness to it, and then me, you know, pulling all of my influences in, which range from everything from Americana to North Mississippi to rock and roll.
Yeah, so it's such a great mix. You've got Detroit, Motown in there, New Orleans horns, and you have some songs of some of the greatest R&B and pop composers. I mean, Alan Toussaint and Jerry Ragavoy, Burt Burns, and they're all not obscure B-sides.
I mean, we did some popular stuff, so like the Barbara Lewis song kind of was a hit. A lot of people know it. Hello, Stranger.
Well, Samantha, we're really excited to have you back in Kansas City to show off your new band and your new sound.
I'm really excited to bring it to people, and I feel really fortunate I get to play with these guys, and I know they're just as excited to come and play for my hometown, you know, my people.
Somebody's always trying to take my baby away.
Samantha Fish's big summer kickoff is tonight and Saturday night at Crossroads KC. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson.